Also in 1924, William Morris became interested in forming a Morris Motors band. One of the founder members was George Weeks, a young lad at the time, who remembers the early days well.
That's going back in August 1924. The band was gradually built up then from the Headington Silver Band. And Lou Norwood, he was the conductor at that time.
Why did it start? Can you remember?
It was something that was brought up by Lord Nuffield. He wanted a band. He bought the instruments, he bought the uniforms, also the library.
And from those early beginnings, the band went on to competitions, concerts, and broadcasts on the BBC. But right from the start, the band members became aware of William Morris's kind of music.
His pet music was Gilbert and Sullivan. And wherever we went, and if Lord Nuffield or Morris, Billy Morris in those days, we always had to play a selection of Gilbert and Sullivan's. Mm-hmm. And I used to play a solo for him, Take a Pair of Sparkling Eyes, you know. Okay. And when we used to play at Morris's Sports, just out here, he used to come up and say, I think you've earned a drink. And he used to take me to the tent and buy me a bottle of Guinness. But we always went, wherever he went, so the band went with him.